love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Trudy, I think I'd better push along.
Oh, wait around, David. Kate will be off the phone in a minute.
No, I've got a long drive to Belhaven.
Oh, sure. That snow isn't helping. But you came to see Kate.
I had a chance to talk with her. She's pretty busy, I guess.
David, when she gets through with this phone call, she may need both of us.
I'm a little out of my depth.
Well, so is Kate. Did you ever think of that?
A lot. Ever since she met this guy Cushing.
Oh, look, you want to change the moon and the tides? She met him.
I was there. She met him at the airport. Isabella picked him up on the plane.
Picked him up?
We got to talking to him. He came off the plane and met Kate, and he hasn't taken his eyes off her since.
You don't believe people can look at each other and fall in love?
Oh, sure, if you like fairy tales. I didn't think Tony Cushing was her style then, and I don't now.
Oh, he's a pretty good guy, David.
Yeah, he probably is. Hey, look, Trudy, don't get me wrong. Kate and I aren't made for each other either. I know that. But a guy who's married...
Oh, she's coming in the coffee shop now.
Oh, listen, thank you for waiting, both of you.
Our pleasure.
Well, you kids get on with that blue plate special.
Oh, Trudy, will you sit down?
Sure, come on, be my guest.
That's me, fifth wheel Kiefer.
When do I get a chance to take out two such dazzling girls at once?
Well, if you put it that way, I'll still refuse.
Look, you're both sitting here making conversation, when what you're really dying to know is what my phone call was all about.
Oh, me?
Kate, I can guess what your phone call was about. Now, do we talk about it or do we eat?
We talk about it, David. I'd rather have you talk to me than about me.
Aren't you a little uptight, honey?
Look, of course I'm uptight. That telephone call was Mrs. Tony Cushing inviting me to lunch.
Ah, I figured. When she gave her name.
It was probably very sensible.
Sensible? For Claire Cushing to call me?
I don't want to get into this.
David, what did you mean by sensible?
Half the problems in this world would disappear if people would sit down and talk together.
He means like China and the United States, honey.
Kate,
did Claire Cushing say why she wanted to see you?
Oh, she said she had enjoyed meeting me so much and would like to get to know me better.
Oh, boy.
I told her I had to go up to Belhaven shortly, but I'd call her when I got back.
I think you ought to forget about Belhaven, Kate.
Let's have something to eat, shall we? You've got a long trip, David.
Sure.
Count me out. Really, really. I promised the kids I'd go over and listen to them play jazz. Now, that's something I understand.
Okay, Trudy.
Hey, David, come around soon again, huh?
It's the best offer I've had. Thanks, Trudy. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Kate, you don't want to sit here and have dinner with me.
No, I do, really.
You're upset. And if I'm not friend enough to see that, I ought to get out anyhow.
Oh, David, please. I'd like to talk about it, but... Well, you don't like Tony to begin with.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know the guy. Maybe if I did, I'd think he was a hell of a fella. I don't like what he's done to you.
He hasn't done anything.
He's been hanging around you since the day you met him, and he's married.
To a woman he hasn't lived with for nearly 4 years.
But now, all of a sudden, she shows up and wants
David,
to see you.
David, you are not making this any easier.
Well, how can it be easy? This is the oldest tangle in the world.
I know that. I am not the kind of girl to get into this, but I did.
You think a lot of him, huh?
Yes, I do, David.
Well, then let Tony handle it. Let him talk to his wife or whatever he calls her under the law. Why should you see her?
I haven't said I would yet.
Yeah, but you didn't turn her down.
David, why don't you talk to me about your problem with Nancy?
Yeah, I will when you come to Belhaven, Kate. You've got enough on your mind now.
No, I want to know. I love Nancy. I don't want to see her in a mess.
Your niece is no different from the rest of us. Her biggest problem is herself.
And that's what you think of me, too.
I have just one question, Kate. I'll respect your answer, whatever it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Why in the name of heaven would you even consider having lunch with Tony Cushing's wife?
Because I think it's the honest thing to do.
Honest?
Oh, David, I am not hiding anything. There's nothing to hide. If I talked to Claire, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'd understand Tony better.
Or less. Okay, I said I'd respect your answer. You've made up your mind then?
Oh, I don't think I really ever had any doubt.
Drink, darling. The bar's over there.
What are we celebrating tonight, Claire?
Nothing, really. Just a few intimate friends for cocktails.
But you are looking superb, my dear. Glowing.
Well, that's because my dear husband is in Paris. I adore Tony, of course, but we both agree the secret of a successful marriage is separation. Then we're never bored. Oh, excuse me. Ned, darling.
Hi.
I was afraid you weren't coming.
Is Holly here?
No, not yet.
Oh. You're going to meet me here from the hairdresser.
I have enough attractive women. What I need is another glamorous man.
Oh, I've been promoted.
I want to talk to you privately later, Ned, but why don't you get yourself a drink and go talk to that slightly aging French actress. She only came to meet you.
Claire, don't you ever give just a simple party?
Well, this couldn't be simpler. Less than a dozen people and nothing but smoked salmon and caviar.
No, I really meant simple. Without motives.
I haven't a motive in the world tonight, Ned.
No.
But I have just done something really very bright, and I've earned a party.
Oh, you've agreed to give Tony a divorce.
Ned, I don't think that's funny.
Well, it's the brightest thing you could do.
I really didn't know you were so entirely on Tony's side.
I'm not. Holly is, but I'm on your side.
It hardly sounds like it.
Claire, you are a very glamorous woman. And that's not a word I like or use often. Whatever your age is, you don't show it. You have style, flair, and fascination.
Oh, Ned, darling, I am glad you came early.
But you're going to lose it all the way you're living.
Don't be silly, Ned. I take excellent care of myself. I haven't gained a pound in 20 years.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of your appearance.
Well, don't tell me what you were thinking of. I'm in the best of spirits tonight.
Okay, all right. I'll find that drink and the French actress in that order.
Ned?
Huh?
Wait a minute. What did you mean?
About what?
That I was going to lose it all. My flair, fascination, all those nice things you said.
Oh, forget it, Claire. I'm a killjoy.
Ned, you're one of my oldest friends and Tony's closest, so you must have meant something.
Claire, I don't think it agrees with anyone to live without a purpose.
But I do have a purpose. I want to be free. Go where I want, see my friends.
Well, if that's good enough.
What else is there for me?
The same world that we all live in. I think I'll get that drink, Claire.
No, I want to finish this. I told you I did something bright today. Do you want to know what it is?
Do you want to tell me?
Yes, I do. Now, Holly would lecture me, but you might understand. I called Kate Wakefield and asked her to have lunch with me.
Well, I congratulate you.
You do?
Well, I think it would be a very good thing for you to get to know Kate Wakefield.
Why?
Well, I think you'd find her different from most of the people you know.
You forget I met her at your house.
No. I haven't forgotten for a moment.
Ned, she probably is a very sweet girl. I was one once myself. But she couldn't hold Tony.
Do you want him to come back, Claire?
He'd come the day I crook my little finger. You tell me I have no purpose. For 15 years, Tony Cushing was my purpose. Do you think I've ever really lost him? That's what I intend to tell your Kate.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
What's happened since I've been dieting?
No, dear. What? Sit down and eat your breakfast.
I'll tell you what's happened. I have gained 4 pounds.
You don't really diet. You nibble. You have a snack before you go to bed.
I do not nibble. I don't eat a thing all day at the office.
Well, you have lunch. Here, eat your oatmeal while it's hot.
I've been very careful about what I eat for lunch. Usually fruit or cottage cheese and yogurt.
This week, I know what you men have for lunches. Bloody Marys to begin with.
Never. Never. I never have a Bloody Mary, a drink of any kind at lunch.
If you're with a business customer, some big shot from out of town?
Well, maybe I have one then. But one, that's all. I don't really want that. In fact, I hate it. It makes me sleepy all afternoon.
Well, why do you have it?
Well, you...
I mean, haven't you enough backbone just to say to somebody I don't want a drink?
You know, I don't want to discuss all that now.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just curious. I mean, sometimes it seems as though this is getting to be an alcoholic country just because people don't like to say no.
How about cream and sugar for my oatmeal, huh?
There's sugar and there's some skim milk right there.
I can't eat skim milk on oatmeal.
If you want to lose weight, you can. I tried it. I don't like oatmeal with skim milk, anything with skim milk for that matter. But if you just think how slender you're going to be, you'll just eat it happily and feel marvelous. Hungry, but marvelous.
I just wish there was some way you could suddenly, overnight, take off 10 pounds, even 20, or however much you wanted to lose. Then you'd be so grateful you would go on a diet, just to keep looking that way.
I know. Well, I shouldn't talk about you. I can't diet. I give up bread and potatoes and butter for 3 days, and I feel like a saint. And then when I find out I haven't taken off any weight, or maybe a pound, I'm so discouraged I have a peanut butter sandwich. As I start looking through the cookbook for something to have for dinner.
Give me a piece of that Melba toast.
Huh? Yeah. Of course, one of your main problems, mine too.
Is eating too much.
Well, we really don't get enough exercise, or any for that matter.
I know. Well, I played some golf and a bit of tennis this summer.
A few times, dear, a few times. You should get a certain amount of exercise every day.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that.
I still don't see why all the running around a woman does all day. Why that doesn't count as exercise. But apparently it doesn't.
Well, you're always using the same muscles, I suppose. Different from playing tennis, for example, when you're bouncing around the court, bending to pick up balls, dashing back and forth, arms swinging.
Why is walking such great exercise? You don't use many different muscles walking, certainly, than running up and down stairs all day, shouldn't they?
I don't know. Where's Debbie?
My girlfriend picked her up very early. Going to quiz each other on a literature test after today.
Oh? Where's Aunt Maggie?
I guess she's still sleeping. She was up late. Manny didn't go home till nearly one. There's your unsweetened grapefruit juice.
Must be some other way to lose weight than dieting.
I just said it. Exercise. You really don't get any, you know that. Oh, come in. Oh, hi, Fred.
Ah, good morning, neighbor.
My car won't start. Can I ride into town with you?
Sure thing.
Want some coffee, Fred?
Oh, no, I guess not. Well, all right. I might as well.
What's Evie doing?
She's braiding Melinda's hair in pigtails, and Melinda's screaming, and Evie's screaming back at her, and at Junior, who can't find his history book, and the dog is barking at all of them.
Oh, dear, it's a typical morning. Here's your coffee, Fred.
Thanks.
Sugar's right there, skim milk. We have no cream. Bob's dieting, and I'm trying to, so I'm not buying things to tempt us.
Skim milk and coffee? That's really awful.
Well, drink it black, then.
How you doing on your diet, old boy?
I'm not. In fact, I've gained 4 pounds.
You know what your problem is?
Yeah. I don't lay off the food.
Exercise.
That's just what I told him. Just exactly what I told him a minute ago.
She's right. And for a guy who's so crazy to watch all the sports events on TV, you'd think you'd be more athletic.
Well, I was back in college. I've gotten lazy since then.
Ever do any skiing?
No, not since college. Not really.
How were you?
Well, not bad. Not good, but not bad.
What'd you do? Cross country? Downhill?
Oh, a little of both. I prefer the downhill. More challenge, really.
Yeah, right. You got any skis?
Brad, don't talk him into going skiing now. I know him. He hasn't been on skis for years. All we need now is to have him laid up with a broken leg.
Why should I have a broken leg? Boy, it's great to have a wife with so little confidence in you.
Oh, I have confidence in you, but I know you, dear. After all the years you haven't been on skis, you wouldn't even think of starting on the beginner's slope.
Beginner's slope?
See what I mean? You know, I know you, honey. You'll never admit you can't do something.
I can ski, for Pete's sake.
Look, I'm sorry I brought it all up. I didn't mean to start anything.
No, starting anything, Fred. I think Bob should have some exercise, too, but he won't take things in gradual stages.
What do you have in mind, Fred?
Well, I don't think I'd better mention it. I see a glint in her eye.
No, go ahead, Fred. My motives are purely selfish. I just don't like being a widow unnecessarily.
Come on, Fred, let's go. I've got to get my briefcase.
Yeah, so do I. I left it in our front hall. I'll be waiting at the corner of the driveway.
Wait a minute, Fred. Yeah. I want to know what Fred has in mind about skiing.
A bunch of us from my office are flying up to Alpine Crest.
You're not suggesting my husband go down that suicide run at Alpine Crest.
Go on, Fred. Get your briefcase. Meet me at the mailbox.
Well,
go on. I'll be right out.
Yeah, okay.
Honey, do you mind not doing that? I know how to ski. I am not an idiot.
You are. When it comes to taking chances, you will not say no. You'd almost rather die, I believe, than say no. You can't do it. When it comes to being challenged, honey, you have really no common sense.
I gotta get my briefcase.
Now listen to me, Bob, please.
No, really. Fred will be waiting for me.
All right, he can wait a minute. I want to talk to you before you and Fred start making all sorts of plans.
Oh, look, Fred's waiting for me to drive him to work. He's standing out there by the road, freezing to death.
I want you to promise me you'll make no plans to go skiing at Alpine
Crest. My goodness, really? What's going on down here? I could hear you all the way upstairs.
Fred's going skiing with some friends and invite Bob to go along.
Well, what's wrong with that? Bob needs some exercise.
The exercise won't do him much good if he's dead.
Will you stop saying that?
My goodness, I don't think that was a very nice thing to say.
And, Meg, you haven't really lived with this man. That ski run is way beyond him. Especially since he hasn't been on skis since college.
Oh, well, yes. But he doesn't have to go down the run with all the expert skiers.
Do you see Bob on the beginner's slope, brushing up?
No. Well, no, frankly.
I just want to thank both of you for your vote of confidence. Instead of undercutting me, instead of telling me I can't do it, you should be building up my confidence, telling me you know I can do it.
That's in the movies, dear, on television shows. I happen to love you and the very thought of you zooming down a ski trail at 70 or 80 miles an hour.
Wait a minute. Who said I was going to do that? I've got some common sense. I'll try the lower trails first.
Who was the only person who had to be rescued when you went mountain hiking once? Just hiking, not even climbing.
I just got overtired, that's all. I was hot and then it suddenly got cold.
Rescue squad was called out, helicopter. I was back at camp nearly crazy at Meg. When I got him down, I said to the guys, "Why didn't you warn my husband?" And he said, "Madam, I did. But he's like a lot of people. You can't tell them anything. They've got to find it out for themselves."
I'm leaving. You know what I mean? I'll see you tonight.
Yep. Now, listen, dear.
Hey, I thought you were coming right out.
Oh, I am, Fred. I had to get my briefcase and put some papers in it.
Oh, say, look, I'm sorry if I started anything by suggesting the ski trip.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, my goodness. Bob can ski. I know that. When it comes right down to it, I was the one who suggested he get some exercise, remember?
You got anything, pal? Skis, poles, boots, all that?
No, I got to get everything.
My goodness, aren't those things pretty expensive?
Listen, if I take up skiing again as a real hobby, which is really what I should do, it'll pay for itself.
How'll it pay for itself?
Well, I'll lose weight. Now I'll eat less and save on food, huh?
Come on, Fred.
Yeah.
Why don't you
see you tonight?
My dear?
Bob is just like his father. You really cannot tell them anything.
Well, I know exactly what's going to happen.
What?
He'll fly up to the ski place with all his new equipment, none of which he's used to. He'll get on the chairlift. He'll go way to the top if he doesn't fall off. You know how dizzy he gets at height.
Oh, yes.
And he'll do this because all Fred's friends are doing it. Why are men so stubborn? You know, the dumb part is that actually he's scared to death and he won't admit it. I know him. Right now, he is sorry that he's going.
Oh, I don't think so, dear. Well, he seemed very enthusiastic.
Well, I know. What'd you forget?
The report I was working on last night, the green folder.
Oh, I think it's in the den on the desk. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Maggie. Listen, maybe you're right. Fred was just telling me how expensive all that ski equipment is.
Well, it'll be worth it, dear. You need some exercise. You just said that.
I'm flying up in a little dinky company plane, and I hate those little planes where they bounce around.
They're supposed to be safer than the big ones are.
I'll get some skis today and do some practicing in the backyard in that slope where the kids go tobogganing.
Fine, fine. You'll just do fine.
I won't do fine at all. I'll probably break a leg or kill myself.
Oh, you tell me to encourage you, for heaven's sake.
Here's your report. Green folder, you said.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Maggie. I'll see you both tonight. Yes. And when I get home, please explain to me how I let myself in for these things.
Hi, I've only a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Jason, I went to see Dr. Szabo today.
You did, Emily.
You didn't know I went?
Well, yes, Marsh told me.
Jason, what is going on?
Well, darling, what did Dr. Szabo tell you?
Nothing at all.
Well, then.
He said I was Dr. Foster's patient and that I should get any information from him.
Well, that's the usual procedure for consultants.
Well, so it seems Marsh must have heard something from Dr. Szabo.
Well, have you talked to Marsh?
I couldn't reach him. The hospital said he was gone for the day.
I see.
Jason, will you please look at me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, darling.
Now, when I was in the hospital for tests, I asked Marsh to tell me what he found. If he found anything. And he promised he would.
Yes, I know.
I wanted him to tell me first. I didn't want to be at the bottom of the list.
Now, Emily, that's sometimes not a very realistic demand.
And why not?
Because doctors can't always tell their patients everything.
Because of the patients? Or because the doctors just won't do it?
Well, the problem doesn't break down that easily, darling.
Jason, what are we talking about? This isn't a philosophic discussion. We're talking about me. And talking about you,
well,
too.
Well, darling, you've been so involved with Jennifer. Marsh couldn't and wouldn't interfere with that.
I know. I asked Dr. Szabo when he reported to Marsh, and he wasn't able to tell me.
Well, you can't blame Marsh.
Why not? He was the one who promised me.
Well, darling, it's not his fault.
So he told you instead. Is that it?
Emily, please.
Of course he had to tell you. He had to tell you.
Darling.
What is it, Jason? What's the matter with me?
Em, come and sit down.
I want to know. Now. If you won't tell me, I'll call Marsh. Right now.
Emily, for God's sake.
Don't you see? I have to know.
Now, darling, hang up that phone. All right, darling. Come on, I'll tell you.
It is serious, then?
Yes, it is serious. Oh, Em.
Oh, darling. You mean I'm going to die?
You have a brain tumor.
Oh, no.
Darling.
No.
Darling.
Oh, no, not that.
Yes. Zabo went over everything. There's no doubt, darling. It's a cordoma.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
I couldn't at first either.
Brain tumor. Oh, no. No, Jason. How long?
Well, darling, they don't know for sure. It can be any length of time.
Oh, can't they do something? Operate?
No. They can't get to it without doing a great deal of damage.
Oh, God. Oh, Jason.
Darling, please, sit down, huh? Please.
What's going to happen?
Well, the symptoms you have will increase. The medication will take care of some of that.
My mind. God. Jason, what will I become?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right, Em. It's not where it can do that to you.
How long did you say?
They don't know. It could be years. It depends on the growth.
Don't, God. I don't want to hear about it.
I know.
How will I know? Oh, God. Jason, I don't even know if right now I'm being rational.
Well, of course you are. Believe me.
Oh. You think of what dying might be like, but somehow not to know. To think that something inside your head could affect.
Em, please don't.
What can I say? What can you tell me?
I really don't know, darling.
Oh. Jason. Let's have a drink, shall we?
What?
Something. Any little thing that seems normal right now.
Sure.
How long have you known?
Oh, since the day before Thanksgiving.
Angela doesn't know.
No, just Marsh. Darling, I hated putting you off, lying to you.
Yes, well, anyway, that's over now. Oh, that's got to be Angela. What do we tell her?
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. Then I learned about Daytrol. I compared labels and couldn't find any difference. Daytrol has the same pain reliever, no aspirin. Daytrol's just as effective as Tylenol. So now I compare prices and buy the one that costs less. Why spend more?
Daytrol, from Bristol-Myers. Ask your doctor about it.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Jason, put her off somehow. Just one more lie, just for now.
All right, darling. Hello. Hello, Angela. No, she didn't see Dr. Zabo. He was called away for An emergency. She has another appointment with him. She went to bed early. She had a long day. Fine. You and Jennifer, good. Yes, all right, Angela. Give Jen a kiss for me. I'll see you tomorrow, Angela. Goodbye.
I'll have to tell her tomorrow. She'll be bringing Jennifer home on her way to the hospital.
Well, I guess she has to know.
And there's Bobby and Susie and Jennifer.
Yes.
Not now. Not yet. It's just... Oh, Jason, what'll this do to them?
I really don't know, darling.
Oh, darling, you look terrible.
Yeah, I guess I do.
All this time you knew, and you couldn't tell me.
Em, you should know that Marsh was, Well, he knew you wanted to know. He was very aware of his promise to tell you what the diagnosis was.
I somehow knew there was something. I just never thought of a brain tumor,
of course.
Jason, how do you know it won't affect me? You know that I won't be different?
Well, because of its location.
Where is it?
It's where your spinal column joins the base of your brain.
I don't feel anything now.
Well, we believe the growth is slow. It's very slow.
Is there any time when it could have been?
No. Zabo says there's, Well, they're very rare, Darling, Marsh can answer your questions better than I can.
I'm not so sure I want to know now.
Listen now, when shall we plan for Hawaii?
Oh, Jason, we can't go now.
Well, you've always wanted to.
I know, but how can we leave the family? We couldn't tell Bobby and Susie and then just take off.
Well, we can tell them when we get back.
And if something happened and I didn't see them again? Oh, Jason, think what it would do to them.
Yeah. And who says Jennifer?
She's only 8. At least Bobby and Susie are... Oh, Jason, we can't go. There's so much to be settled here.
Oh, darling. I wanted us to have some time together.
I know. We'll have our time right here. Right now.
Em, I just can't think of life without you.
What? Because we've always shared everything, Jason. Darling, do you remember how happy we were when we knew I was first pregnant?
You can think of that now.
Oh, yes, because that's what life is, the first part of it. And that's what we must think of now. The lives that we have created together and how we can somehow, when I go... Oh, Jason, hold me.
Darling,
don't let me go.
Darling.
I'm afraid, Jason. I don't want to die. Oh, darling, why?
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold. ¶¶ This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Very good day to you, my dear listeners. I am, as you know, the author of Vanity Fair, William Makepeace Thackeray. As a novelist, it behooves me, of course, to be a close observer of human nature, but I confess myself often baffled by the behavior of the species Homo sapiens. Male and female persons both are inconsistent, unpredictable, unreasonable, irrational, contradictory, terms all applicable at this moment to Miss Becky Sharp. Now, in the past, she has been opposite, confident, assured, decisive, knowing whither she was bound and how to arrive there. Now, I scarce know how to deal with her, nor does Giles as they watch out the window whilst Becky talks all manner of nonsense.
Oh, I am a wife, but not a wife.
Oh, Miss Becky, well, I'll fetch you something nice to eat. A lemon tart, a pigeon pie.
Oh, no, please.
But you've not had a morsel this day. Not breakfast, not luncheon, even not tea.
I may never eat again. One eats to live. I'm not sure I want to live.
Oh, Miss Becky.
I have a husband, yet I have no husband.
Oh, Mr. Rawdon will be here any minute. I know it.
You've said that since 10 this morning. May I ask what time it is now?
You know what time it is.
Oh, I do, I do. I know every minute that passes. With each one gone, my life is more in ruin.
Oh, Miss Becky, what am I to do with you?
What am I to do with myself?
Well, if you'd but tell yourself Mr. Rawdon loves you and believe it, which is true, you'd not be all apart like this.
Did love me, or did he? Was it all play-acting?
Would he have married you if it was play-acting?
If he loves me, where is he?
Oh, What if Mr. Rawdon, after he set us down here early this morning, what if he went a-walking all in a daze with love for his new bride and... Oh, dear. Oh, my.
What if what?
Well, what if he wasn't paying no mind to all about him and was set upon by a footpad and...
Giles! Oh, dear heaven, my darling, robbed and wounded, lying somewhere all bloodied and dying. Oh, come, we'll search the streets, alert the constables, find my poor, poor darling.
Oh, now, miss, I don't truly believe he's been set upon. I only said it to turn your mind about.
Well, I believe it. Nothing could keep him from me except that. Quick, my bonnet, my cloak, my boots.
Yes, and what will you tell Miss Crawley? She can't know what we're about.
Oh, pox on Miss Crawley. I don't care tuppence if she knows everything now. But for her and her abominable money, Rawdon and I wouldn't have had to marry in secret, though. Will you fetch... Oh, look. There's a carriage just stopping. Who is it?
Hmm? Oh, it ain't a carriage I've seen afore.
Rod, mean someone else's carriage. Oh, it must be. Has to be. Oh, my dearest, my husband, I'm... Not.
Not. Oh, tis Miss Amelia.
Oh, I can't bear it. I simply cannot bear it. She's come to hear all about the wedding, and I have to tell her Rawdon either has left me or lies dying or dead in a London gutter.
Oh, she sees us at the window. She's waving something, a paper something.
The London Chronicle? Oh. Great heavens, is our marriage announced in the paper? Oh, all is lost. Miss Crawley will know everything.
Well, you said you didn't care tuppence.
Oh, Giles, I've said 1,000 idiotic, foolish, senseless things and haven't meant a word. I just took a horrid pleasure feeling sorry for myself. Why hadn't you the sense to know it? Don't you know me at all?
No, sometimes I doubt I do, nor ever will.
Never mind. No one does. Even my sweet Rawdon, especially my Rawdon. Now, before I go to Emmy, let us get at least a few things straight. The announcement can't be in the paper, for who would put it there? And no footpad has brought Rawdon down. Has he not fought and won 4 duels and could fight off any man?
Miss Becky.
Now, Miss Becky will... Mrs. Crawley will trip downstairs to Emmy and not admit for one moment that there is trouble in my paradise. I am the happy, blissful, adored bride of Captain Rawdon Crawley.
Praise thee. Becky is Becky again. Well, almost. She does enjoy her theatrics and may indulge in more. Ladies, gentlemen, do not depart.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective. Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who's ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement, print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day Magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333 PA, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models.
I'm so glad you came. I long to tell you all.
Becky,
please, whilst no one's about, call me Mrs. Crawley. I so want to hear it. Do say it.
Mrs. Crawley.
Oh, how beautiful it is.
Becky, Mrs. Crawley, I've brought you something.
But there's nothing on earth I want to have at all. I have Rawdon, and he'll be here in my arms any minute.
He will? Well, that's odd.
Odd? Odd? Is he not my husband? Oh, you mean Miss Crawley can't know.
I mean that he's...
She can't. At any cost, it must be kept from her. But why do you not ask how it is to be married? It's beautiful and wonderful and heaven on earth. And you and George must be married at once. So you understand all I say. And why don't you ask me questions about the church and where we went after and ask me how long to tell.
I will. But look what I've brought.
What did you... a letter.
Dobbin brought it to me and he drove me here.
Dearest Emmy, forgive me, but I don't want to hear a letter from George. Some other time. I want only to talk of Rawdon on this, my wedding day.
But the letter is for you.
Why on earth would George...
Not George, Rawdon.
Rawdon?
He wrote me a note and asked me to bring it to you.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? I've been worried out of my senses.
Worried? Why?
Because Rawdon hasn't come to me because... Oh, never mind, just let me read. My bride, my wife, my own... Oh, he's not in the gutter, and he does love me.
What, Becky?
I fear to send this letter to Park Lane, lest it fall into the hands of Miss Briggs, who will tell Auntie, who will then ask why her nephew writes to Miss Sharp. Oh, Emmy, how stupid I've been. Why ever didn't I think of that? Where was I? Oh, a letter for Auntie will arrive by post, so she too will know why I am not about. My angel, I cannot come to you... A beastly misfortune has befallen me. Major O'Dowd has ordered 5 officers to depart London on a mission I have orders not to disclose and stay for I do not know how long. Emmy, has he been sent to the continent? Napoleon will shoot him on sight. He cannot bear anyone to be happy.
Oh, Becky, how terrible. One night a bride, the next a widow.
Wait. He says, do not worry your pretty head. I am in no danger and shan't be away from your arms more than 2 days or 3, though they will seem like an eternity. Oh, what a relief.
George, has he been sent? No, Dobbin would have told me. Is there more?
Only a little. I write this very fast. We ride out in 10 minutes. No time to tell how I burn to see you, but after last night, surely, my dove, you know I am your ever devoted, adoring, desperately loving Rawdon.
Oh, if ever I had such a letter from George.
Oh, such a letter indeed, a wretched letter.
Oh, Becky.
And now I've it all to do myself, alone, no help. Decide what to do, act, speak, all alone.
All what to do? What can be the matter with you?
Oh, you don't know what's happened. All is not sweet and beautiful and heaven.
There's a serpent in my paradise.
Becky, Mrs. Crawley, I will never, never, never understand you.
No, and you won't be the least help. Oh, who can help me? There's no one, no one in the whole world who can... Oh, yes! Yes, there is! Your papa! Is he home?
I expect he's come from the exchange by now.
Then we fly to Russell Square. I can confess all to Mr. Said, and please God, Mr. Said can slay the serpent.
With the omniscience of the novelist, I am able to tell you, no. No, I shall not tell you. You are obliged to come back tomorrow, if you would know what is in store for our Becky. And I am your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
I haven't had dance in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, kid.
5 minutes, Clarence.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. Then I learned about Daytrol. I compared labels and couldn't find any difference. Daytrol has the same pain reliever, no aspirin. Daytrol's just as effective as Tylenol. So now I compare prices and buy the one that costs less. Why spend more?
Daytrol, from Bristol-Myers. Ask your doctor about it.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.